B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Matt. Hey, good morning, Matt.
Hi, Bob. Hi, LBF.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for calling. You don't sound happy, my friend.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
No, I'm not. I'm not at all. I have a little bit of a situation. I'm just really, really angry with my wife. Mm-hmm. And she thinks I'm being a baby, but I feel like a little trust was broken.
Okay.
What happened?
So we never spent a lot of time together, you know, because schedules and kids, you know.
Yeah.
And we watch TV, and we have a totally different ideas on what is good. So we usually watch stuff separately.
Yeah. I hear ya.
Mm-hmm.
And but this year we decided to pick a show we like and watch it together. So we started watching the show White Lotus. Have you ever heard of that one?
Yeah, we've seen it. Yeah.
We never saw the first season, so we had to catch up.
Right.
So we got through three episodes together, and then I got busy at work, and it's been a couple weeks, so we start up again, and we get through the three more episodes, but I noticed she's on her phone a lot during it.
Mm.
So and when she wants another glass of wine, and I said, and she says, "Oh, don't pause it," and then she starts predicting what's going to happen.
If my wife sneezes, I have to pause.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I know what's going on here. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, like, and I pause the show and ask her, "Have you been watching this without me?"
Mm.
And she says, "Yes. I've gone through season one already."
Oh my God! She didn't just cheat. She like really cheated.
Yeah.
I know. Can you do that?
The whole season. Okay.
I was so pissed. And there's our time together, and she went behind my back, mm-hmm. and I said, "Fine, as long as you save season two for us, you know."
Right.
And she just said, "I can't promise that."
I can't promise that.
Yeah.
What? Why?
I don't. Did she start to argue that I get busy and why should we pause, put her show on pause and she likes. And I told her we watch her, you know, stupid housewives show, and she just said, "I just like the show and see what happens."
Oh, I like the show, and she wants to see what happens. She can't stop herself.
Yeah, I hear you. That happened to me.
That's breaking marriage code.
It is.
101.
Sometimes it's worth it.
Okay.
So how do you feel?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I can't help that I work a lot, and I think I really mean that she reneged on our deal, and she says I'm a big baby and acting like a spoiled child.
Mm, okay. Easy for her to say.
Yeah, I know,
but,
right.
So what do you want to do?
I'm thinking of just canceling the cable. I'm so pissed off. Like, and I don't know. What do you guys think? Is the violation of trust, or am I just overreacting?
Well, look, here's the thing. So that doesn't, it's not a cable, it streams, but you're just...
Well, you could cancel, just, like, get HBO Max or HBO.
Just cancel all of it.
Yeah.
That is, just like, that's it. We have no TV.
Jeez. Well, Matt...
I've been that mad.
Yeah. So here's the thing. You threw it out there. Now, you got to remember, one of the things you said, because I was taking notes, is you said she thinks you're acting like a big baby, and... Some people might think you are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you. At the end of the day, it's a TV show. I'm not saying, you know, your wife was right in doing it, but some people are going to think it's a mountain out of a molehill. Although, White Lotus is really good.
It is really good.
I wouldn't be happy either.
Yeah.
But do you have a case here? Should you cancel your cable? What should you do? Revenge is what he's seeking, LBF. And I don't think he wants that dish served cold.
No, he wants it hot.
He wants it hot.
All
plate
right,
of
like
revenge.
It. I like it.
So, Matt, stay tuned. We'll see what people think of your case today.
Okay.
The phone number is 888-410-1057. That's Matt. Give him your thoughts on what you guys think. Matt, stay tuned, okay?
Okay.
Moving on.
Yeah.
She's got to watch White Orchid or whatever it is. White Lotus?
White Lotus. Yeah, you keep saying White Orchid.
Because I
think you like that dirty film. Remember, Cary Otis was in it?
I don't. But anyway, White Lotus. I've seen them both. My wife and I watched them, and we watched them together.
Together? There was no cheating?
No, there's no cheating. We look forward to like sitting down and ooh and ah and what, you know. Oh, why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? That's the way it's supposed to be.
That is. That's love. That's long-term commitment.
She binged forward, and Matt's not happy. Should he be seeking revenge? Amy, good morning. What do you think?
No. If this is what he's worried about, give me a break. Like, I've got five kids. I work nights. I work days. My husband and I never, you know, barely get to sit on the couch together. If this is what he's so angry about, he really needs, like, something else because it's ridiculous. But if they can't do a series, then if they want to spend time together, why don't they pick something that's like a one-off, a game show that they watch together that you don't need to, like, you know, watch the first one to watch the next one. That's what we have to do, you know. But he's crazy, please.
He's crazy.
So you know,
but like it was the first. Yeah. Like I think that you know they're married, they're newly married, and they were doing this together. And then she just like behind his back. It's like the little things about this are big things.
Yes, no. I just don't think they are. They didn't have a habit of it.
Okay.
So if you really want to have rules for this, then fine. The next time we pick one, you know, and they never watched the show together before, so it's new territory for them.
Okay.
So if this is their first big fight, then fine, make up rules, or in the future, don't watch a miniseries.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Together.
Yeah, just stick to like a one-off, you know?
Right, a movie. Boring.
Right. Okay. All right, Amy, thank you. All right, let's thank you. Let's go to Linda. Hey, good morning, Linda. What's your take on it today for Matt?
Good morning. My take, it's obviously not about a TV show. It's about communication and prioritizing your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So he himself said that he had to blow it off for a few weeks, a couple of weeks because, or a couple of days because he had to work.
Yeah.
So she's probably feeling like, well, he's prioritizing work over me yet again.
That's what
pays. So why should
cable.
I have to wait on the show?
Mm.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think they're looking at this differently. It's a problem of communication, prioritizing their relationship.
Okay. All right.
It's not about the TV show. So he should get over the fact of the TV show and they should sit down and have a heart to heart.
Yeah.
Like, you know, obviously, we're not prioritizing each other.
All right, Linda.
Yeah,
thank you, Linda.
They need to shut the TV off.
We're going
to
grab them.
And go get reacquainted.
All right. That's an answer.
I literally can turn Bob around by saying that. Be like, there could be any problem.
Yeah.
They could be like, oh, yeah, well, you know, he decided to. Like, you'd be like, they just need to get together and get horizontal.
I didn't say that. You did. Oh, I'm sorry.
I think that's a fabulous idea.
I was thinking maybe dinner and a movie.
Dr. Love over there.
You want to go there?
You want to go there, click a doom.
Right. Anyway, ROR, good morning. Who's this who had to sit through that?
Oh, that's quite all right. Good morning, you guys.
Yeah,
this is Kathy.
Hi,
I was
Kathy.
Calling about Matt's question.
Sure. What do you think?
I don't think he's being petty.
Ah.
It sounded, the way you described it before I heard him talk, it sounded funny.
Mm.
He sounded sad to me.
Yeah.
He sounded like he's going to cry.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the show. It's the fact that she's playing with her phone.
Mm-hmm.
He's working all the time. They have very little time together.
Right.
I think this is a bigger problem than their marriage.
She also is dismissing it. She says that he was acting like a big baby.
Yeah.
You know, well, maybe she wouldn't like
he's
it.
He's not
so much.
Acting like a baby.
Yeah.
I think there have probably been tensions under the surface, and this is the thing that he finally blew.
Wow.
I don't think he should cancel the service because that will be petty.
Yeah.
But they might want to talk about it.
They might want to turn the TV off.
I wanted to hug him. He sounded like he was going to cry.
Yeah. Right. Kathy, you know what?
Yeah.
You're the first person to take it from his point of view. Everybody else has been telling him to relax, dude. It's a show.
I thought that until I heard him talk about it.
Yeah.
And there was so much raw emotion there. So, Matt, I'm sorry. I think she's... And also, put your phone down, lady. This is the only time they have together.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I don't think it's the show. I think it's the fact that she's playing with her phone.
That might be.
Right.
And she's not
be.
Paying any attention to their time
That's
together.
What it is.
Dang, Kathy, good job. Broke it down for you.
Anyway,
thanks
for taking my call, you guys. I love the show. I haven't even put my garbage out.
Oh.
I don't do anything until morning court.
Oh my
God. That's
terrific.
Great. That's great. That's good. Hey,
we don't have
a marketing budget, Kathy. Maybe you haven't heard. So just tell a friend when you take the garbage out.
Tell your neighbors. Hey, I'm late because I listen to this show.
He's in his yard with his puppy right now. I'll tell him.
Yeah, just tell him. Hey.
Awesome.
Have a great day, you
guys.
Bye. I like it. That's good. You know,
That's
tell
good.
A friend. We talked to Matt this morning, Morning Court. And he's feeling like the welcome mat at the house, just the doormat.
You mean because, a doormat? A welcome mat's nice.
Yeah, you're right. Like a doormat. It feels like a doormat. They were watching The White Lotus, he and his wife, and she got tired of waiting for him, jumped ahead, and started watching the show, but she didn't tell him. But he was on to her because she's on the phone, yada, yada, during the show. So he's like, wait a minute, you jumped ahead. Marriage code. Broken.
Cheating.
And she thinks he's a big baby for complaining. What's the big deal? You were whatever, kept on putting me off, so I jumped ahead. And he wants revenge. Now, is that right? Should he go for revenge?
I like revenge.
I know you do. Let's see what you guys think. We'll start with you, ROR. Good morning.
Maybe she could be going through menopause.
Oh, menopause. LBF?
What do you mean menopause? Why?
Menopause. She pauses all the time.
Oh, menopause.
You get it?
So
menopause.
Oh, my
God. Dad joke of the day.
That is a fun one. It takes dads.
Yep. Thank you, Dad. Women. I love it. See
ya. Love you guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, many pauses there. Marianne, what do you think?
Well, I think that commitment's a two-way street, and I think if Matt wants his wife to commit, he needs to commit too.
Yeah? What do you mean?
So, you know, find a time that he knows he can be there and make sure he's there.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and work work as an excuse.
I think she's wrong to do what she did, but I also think that if he commits to her, then she won't have to.
Yeah. It's going to get to the point here, Mary, where it's going to be part of the vows, your marriage vows.
I think so.
Right? I will not.
I know, right?
Right? I will not. I promise not to bench forward.
Right.
Without you, dear.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
That's funny. Well, give her something to look forward to. It might help in other ways.
That's right.
That's true.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good. What do you think of our case today for Matt?
I think this guy's a baby. He needs to go out and shoot a gun or get a hug or something.
Shoot a gun or get a hug.
Very different.
Yeah.
Things. Yeah. I'm going to go for the hug.
Go for the boys, hug. Get a beer.
Just get a little testosterone in there.
But Dave is right in some ways that, I mean, it's like, you know, dude, get out of the house.
Oh, come on. Yeah, he can be hurt that his wife is doing things without him.
Maybe he's not getting enough hugs.
You know,
that's what it is.
First it's White Lotus, and the next thing you know, it's some dude at a bar.
Maybe his wife isn't giving him hugs.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. That could be. Shutting off the TV is a little, I mean, disconnecting the cable is a little
That's
heavy.
A lot. It's heavy.
Maybe you could just shut down Wi-Fi for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, then go upstairs. All right,
that's
thanks,
not
Dave.
Bad. That would scare the hell out of us.
That should do it, 15 minutes.
Yeah, right.
All right, thanks, Dave.
No mats, no fuss.
Dave, thank you.
Guns and hugs. Either one, Dave. So he's lacking in both of them. Okay. Matt, look, it's just, you give her a free pass on this one, and that's all. If she does it again, then you got issues. But she just couldn't help herself. If you've watched White Lotus, it's good. It's good. And they make it so easy to roll into the next one.
Listen.
Next episode.
Yeah,
boom.
It's true.
Right?
I think that they should shut off the TV and actually talk to each other.
That's
annoying too, but still.
No, but you're right. Shut the TV off.
Like, why do you have to watch something together? You could just do, like, go out and have a meal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we solved all of them.
I think we did. We're problem solvers here.
Who knew?
Marital coaches.
Yeah. But I'm going to give her one more bite of the apple, and that's it. Okay. She does it again. We're going to get mad.
Oh, okay. All
right. Oh, you're with me. Don't act like you're not with me.
I'm totally with you. I had this happen in my marriage. We got through it with counseling.
Did he jump ahead? Dave did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We were watching House of Cards together, and the next thing I know, he's talking about an episode that's five in front of me, and I'm like, oh, you monster.
You
and then
cheater.
I was like going through his phone, seeing if he's...
What else are you... If you what cheat else? On that,
if
what
you
else?
Cheat on House of Cards, what else are you doing?
Then your house is House
that's
of Cards
right.
after that.
Exactly.
Everything cannot stand. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go, Matt. She gets one more bite of the apple, as they said to Eve, and then you're done.
Okay.
I think that's what they said.
I think so. I wasn't
in the Bible,
there, were you?
Isn't it? I feel like it sometimes. All righty. It's 8:30. If you have a morning court case you want to submit, why wouldn't you? You'll get results. Just go to WROR.com. Email the show here.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more with Bob and LBF in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.